Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 10th, Tuesday, 2019, day 253. Today's topic, whom shall I send? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 25, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 to 33, Proverbs 23, verses 1 to 3. Today's main passage, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. This passage is usually the Old Testament passage in the ordination of a deacon or a priest. Very important. In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, whom shall I send? Have you thought of what could that be before God says that to you? What kind of experience do you have to go through before God uses you? Number one, to demolish the Lord of your life. In Isaiah's early life, he followed King Uzziah a few years before this powerful king of Judah, who had been king for 52 years, died because of his pride. Isaiah saw that with his own eyes, that he wasted lots of time in following the wrong Lord, who was actually a king whom God punished severely. How about you? Have you been following some wrong lords? Number two, to be able to see the holy and glorious Lord. Number three, know that he was a man of unclean lips. Number four, he allowed God to touch his lips with a live coal. Without these four steps, God would hardly send you, and you would never have the chance to say to the Lord, "Here am I, send me." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to experience these four steps so that we have the honor to be sent by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to experience these four steps? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.